Looking at your browser history, your internet is flagrant. What will you get mum for Mother's Day? Maybe something fragrant? Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.
Here it is. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the podcast. And earlier on our program today, X-Man, we got involved for 40, our producer.
Yeah.
He needs some help.
No, he's a Dero.
And he needs some help, particularly in the wardrobe department. We chatted ironing. Interest rates, are they going up or are they holding steady?
My people, and I'm in the know on this, Baz. Yours, I reckon yours might be a bit out of touch.
Oh.
So, yeah, mine in the know. I think they might go up today. And then, of course, the Eagles are going no good, but people are doing it still much worse out there, Baz. We had a couple of ripping stories.
We asked the question, are you going worse than the West Coast Eagles? And our old mate, Marty Sheargold, joined us on the program. Let's go, Marty.
Thanks, Baz. Our next guest already pleasures your ears from 3 o'clock every day on Triple M.
Triple M's Marty Sheargold Show.
Now, he wants to pleasure your eyes as well.
Roger Bannister becomes the first person to run the mile in under 4 minutes. He was farting all the way.
You'll spot him across the road from his old workplace this weekend. Because he's back in Perth at the Regal Theatre. Please welcome the grumpy uncle of radio, Marty Sheargold.
Oh, a bit awkward there. A bit awkward, I thought, Marty. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Basil. Good morning, Zave. How are you going?
Oh, we're good in here, mate. It's good to speak to someone who's gone through as much misery as most of us in WA, being a North Melbourne supporter yourself.
I know. I'm more than a supporter. I'm almost a 20-year member.
Oh,
supporters, I don't care what they think of teams. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're either a member or you're not.
You put your money where your mouth is.
Absolutely. Mm. But you're right. We're having what I've described. We've won six of the last 43. I mean, you don't need to be a genius to work out we're having a tough time. Then there was a lot of talk, Zave and Basil, about whether or not we deserve a priority pick.
Yes.
We got the first pick in the draft. We got the first pick in the mid-year draft.
Yeah.
We've got room in the salary cap to try and lure a free agent, but I can't imagine why anyone would come.
And what's the point of giving you the kids? You don't even play them. I looked in your reserves on the weekend. You had kids in there.
We've turned over 17 guys in the last 2 years.
Yeah, things are tough, mate, and they're coming over to Perth this weekend. So, unfortunately, the crowd will be down because everyone's going to be at your show on Friday night.
Oh, there
well,
we
that's
go.
Lovely. It's lovely to think that. But I was thinking, you know, I have got a window where I could. Yeah. I don't land until late.
Right.
And I could get to Optus and to the venue for about an hour. I reckon I could have my bum in a seat.
Right.
Is it worth doing?
Yeah, I think. Have you not been to Optus before?
No.
Oh, you got to go to Optus. So we can sort you out for tickets if you want, Chigsy.
Well, I just was thinking GA. I thought there'd be a couple of seats available.
Yeah, you'll be able to walk up. The gate's usually open about quarter time, free of charge.
Let me just check the start time because we don't want to give Chigsy the bum steer.
I think it's 6:40.
It's 6:40 your time.
And what time are you on stage?
Not until 9.
Oh, you're there. Oh,
the game will be over before you leave.
From a game point of view, it'll be well and truly over.
The only thing is, what happens if North are going well, Shigsy, and then you stay?
Well, I'll have to ring the theatre and say, get the support to do 20.
Well, I was going to say, you're not the only one on stage. You've always got the teaser stallion, the warm-up man or woman, haven't you?
Yes, absolutely. Janelle. Janelle is my support act in Perth. Because I've done this show over there previously. But then we got greedy. And we got greedy pre-pandemic and thought, let's do some more Perth shows.
Yeah.
Then, of course, the wheels fell off.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get those Perth shows in. But I'm finally getting around to it this weekend.
Happy days. Do any Perth icons or luminaries get a mention? And are Perth crowds different to the rest of the country?
Perth crowds are great crowds, actually. They're really fun crowds. The first gig I ever did in Perth was at a place, and I don't even know if it's still there.
Yeah.
It was called, it was down in Frio, and it was a big, it was like a big hangar.
Right.
It had a big metal domed roof on it.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of it.
Right. Fly By Night Club.
Fly By Night Club.
There
that's exactly
Local
what knowledge. It is.
And you could, it's still and there. Still there.
The bloke came backstage and said to us, you can't smoke on stage, fellas. And we were like, you must be joking. This was like 1994 or 5. It was one of the first places that ever went smoke-free. I thought there was going to be a riot telling three comedians that they couldn't smoke. It was just outrageous. Of course, we smoked out the window in the change rooms.
Yeah. Sounds like boarding school.
It really was. The Flyby Nightclub, great venue.
Now it's now called Frio Social, but it is the same venue. And for many years, still was known as the Flyby Nightclub. They still talk about you down there. Hey, just popped up on the telly. And we were chatting about this earlier. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard.
I just wrote that down.
Fair dinkum. Yeah. There's a bit of material available to somebody like you from that, I would have thought.
No winners in this one, is there? I don't know who wins out of this one. I really don't get it. All I hear about is her pooing on beds and all I hear about
cutting his finger off.
Cutting his finger off. And, of course, remember we had Barnaby get briefly involved Boo and Rifle the dog's names. Pistol.
Pistol and Boo.
Pistol and Boo.
Who's that? They got glassed as well. It all happened.
Who have you got in the background there? Somebody...
The fabulous Troy Ellis is in here with me.
Go on, Troy.
Boo and Pistol.
Yeah.
Barnaby found out that they were here and punted them?
Mm. Yep. Yeah.
Johnny Depp, you know, they reckon he had a little earpiece in for a lot of the Pirates of Caribbean films because he wasn't retaining any of the script.
He couldn't remember the line, so they were just feeding it into him.
And someone had fed it into his ear.
Watching him in the box, I'm not surprised that he's forgotten a few lines.
He just looks like an absolute cadet, doesn't he?
He is. He was such a good actor too. I mean, and he was so on top of it for a while there. He was in every big film. How the Mighty Have Fallen.
Yeah, I know. We're talking about North again?
Yeah. Marty Sheargold's live stand-up show this weekend at the Regal Theatre. Tickets via Perth Comedy Festival. I reckon it would be an absolute treat if you walked out on stage with a North Melbourne scarf on. The local crowd will think this bloke is committed to his team. He's come straight from the footy, coming or hiding at three-quarter time.
Oh, God, how horrendous.
Drinking from the keg of glory. Well, last time they'll hear, they knocked off the Eagles in a big win.
Yeah, that's right. But I think you guys had 12 blokes out that night from memory.
No, they did, yeah.
So it was really the twos we were playing and just got over the line.
Travel safely, Shigsy. We're looking forward to having you over here.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Tickets available, as we said, via the Regal Theatre. Give them a buzz. Perth Comedy Festival. It's been a hard season for you already, but you make us laugh, Shigsy. And we'll catch you at 3 o'clock today right here on Triple M.
Good on you, blokes. Thank you.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
We've got a dilemma in the studios this morning. We're trying to help 40-hour producer reach a higher station.
Clean
in
his life up.
Yeah. And you've been strong on this. Your feedback has been direct.
Just the T-shirt.
Well, you need to tidy your act up, you've said. I've heard you say it a few times.
He's not even there. He's not even actually at his desk.
Any response from 40 when you've sort of tried to give him
No response.
And one of the big issues we've identified is dress, and in particular, iron.
Yeah.
And we've just heard 40 tell us he has no iron.
No way to smooth the shirts out. It looks disgusting.
He says there is no need to iron.
Nah.
We disagree with that.
Yeah, I do.
133353. Anyone else that's never ironed, any tricks or tips to get you around ironing? Daniel, morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
What do you got, my man?
40, mate, just keep doing what you're doing. There is no need to iron. The only good thing that the iron does is actually keeps your body nice, toasty, warm as soon as you put the shirt on. Right. That's all it does, really.
Well, what about those crinkles and creases that we see?
Who cares? I mean, crinkles and creases will always be there because COVID has actually proven that you can do the same amount of work regardless of what you wear.
COVID's come into the conversation.
COVID stopped the crinkles.
Did not see that coming. Daniel, thank you. All right, some support for 40.
And the COVID crinkle.
Oh. Sally, morning.
Morning, how are you?
Help 40 out, Sally, please.
Okay, so I don't iron, but there's a couple of things I do to get creases out.
Here we go.
So if you put the clothes in a slow spin cycle, and then hang them straight on the line. That'll do for most T-shirts.
Really?
And other clothes like that. But if you've got, like, kids' school shirts and stuff,
He's a long way from that, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So do the slow spin cycle, throw them straight in the dryer with nothing else in the dryer.
Yeah.
Run it for about 10 minutes, pull them out hot, no creases, hang them straight up.
Sally, that is ingenious. 40, are you listening to any of this?
Yeah, no, I got it.
All right. Have you written that down, the slow spin cycle, and then straight on the line?
10 minutes.
I'll try it tonight.
Righto.
Unconvincing.
No, he's not going to try it. He doesn't have a washing machine the next stage. Gary, good morning.
Morning.
Mate, ironing, do you iron yourself or not for you?
No, you just... You wash in a warm cycle, you pull it out of the machine, you give it a good shake, you hang it on the line. When it dries, you hang it straight on a coat hanger. And if it does need an iron, you put it straight under your bed, you sleep on it overnight. Perfect.
You're kidding us. You don't use the bed technique.
No, mate, come on. There's no need to iron.
All right.
What's an iron?
Sleep on it.
What? You know, if that worked, though, that would be clever.
It's a bigger pain in the ass than actually ironing.
But it would be clever, let's be honest.
But moving your mattress, just give it a tight... No.
If that actually did work, that would be clever. No, I doubt it works, because wouldn't you end up with all sort of lines and bits and pieces? Right, yeah. All right, go on then.
Jacob, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Go on, mate, fire.
Mate, went down... I don't own an iron, but Davo down at Tony Barlow's is looking after us.
Oh, there you go. Tony Barlow, fine tailoring.
Yeah, mate, it's bloody good down there.
Right.
And then I need to get myself an iron to dress up the fancy shirt. So now I own an iron.
You got an iron now?
Yeah.
So you went to Tony Barlow's and now you're looking $1 million.
Yeah, now I've got to find a vent that are fancy enough to go out.
Right.
Yeah, that's the issue for me too.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Today is the day. Yes or no, the Reserve Bank of Australia will raise interest rates.
Yes.
Drony action, good. Yeah. So you're locking in yes?
Yes, they will, absolutely.
So I was locking in yes as well until I heard a radio report on our news yesterday. Spoke to a finance guy.
Yeah.
And he said, when the RBA come to make these decisions, there's about six sets of numbers that they consider. They've got five of them. But the sixth one, can't remember what it was, whether it was the housing something or other, or the job, not jobs because we've got that, but one of those
one
types
of, the other
of things,
ones, yeah.
They haven't got that one yet. They don't get that one until the end of this month, and they won't raise the right rates until they've got all of those figures. That would conveniently get them off the hook
with the
raising
election.
Rates before the election as well.
Yeah, so my people at the RBA are sort of...
Right.
A couple of emails yesterday that we're looking at just a small little bump.
Right.
0.15 or
0.25.
Something like that.
So here's the question we want to ask you, 133353.
Which I know we're joking about it a little bit, but I think it's still, if it's not this one, it's next month. It's imminent. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And people have stretched the limit as it is.
Yeah. Well, could you handle a rate rise? Now, you've been smart with your money, X-Man, or particularly your mortgage.
Yeah, mortgage, yes.
You've been smart with your money.
No,
you've
no,
been
not
smart with your mortgage.
Yeah. No, so I just coincidentally fixed mine. I was saying earlier this morning that... Yeah. With shares or whatever, I enjoy having a bet. I'm a bit gung-ho. Just whatever.
Bit of a gambler.
Yep, let's have a crack. Yeah. But with the home, I've always been really, really basic.
What have you got shares in at the moment, just out of interest? Are you rolling the dice somewhere? When I first joined the X-Man, he was on some platform. He was buying stocks I didn't even know what they did.
Strike Energy gets a run.
Right. Okay. Right, I had a little tip thrown out there.
Anyway, yeah, so I just locked it in, thinking if worst
What'd
case scenario, 4 years.
Four.
Worst case scenario, if I was to lose a job or get injured or sick or whatever, I could still meet those repayments. Was literally my thought with my house. If I've got my house, everything else can fold underneath that.
Now, last week we gave you the details of what the average effect on the average
it was about $500 a month.
Something like that. So 133353. It's a very simple question for you this morning. If the rates do go up today, and as you know, X. It's never just one.
No,
it's normally one and then another one. Sometimes even a third. Are you ready? Could you handle a rate rise?
I reckon a lot of people out there that will push the belt buckle to maximum. I think that, honestly, the people when they've, young people especially, that have into the market and house prices are that high.
Yeah.
That they've maxed themselves out as it is for not even the dream home. And then an extra $500,000 a month. I think it's going to put a lot of people to the brink. Dave, good morning.
Hey, g'day, boys. How are we?
Good, mate. Interest rates are obviously on the hike, be it today or next month or whatever it is. They're definitely going up. People are stretched to the limit. What's your situation?
Yeah, mate, my situation is we're separated and we've got to stay in the same house due to, one, if interest rates go up, we're still going to, struggle. You can't get a rental. There's no rentals out there and you can't... You can't buy out there, so you've got to live together as a couple and just get along with it and move on because we've got two kids and, if we move out into separate houses, he's going to struggle and I'll struggle. Yeah. So you're better off staying in the one house.
So, well, that's sensible, Dave, obviously. If you don't mind me asking, are you separated or divorced?
No, just separated at the moment. I live up the front. She lives up the back with the girl.
Amicable?
Very amicable. We still have dinner and stuff together. That's all great. But it's just, you've got to realise that you're either going to go struggle street or you survive together. Yeah. So I chose to survive together.
Sure. It's good for the kids, though, isn't it, that you're all together?
Oh, it's magnificent. I send my kids every night. We have dinner together. We just... there's no love in the camp. That's all. It's all good.
Yeah. I know we're ever so slightly going in a different direction now, but I've heard people in your situation say, Dave, actually, it's brilliant like this. This is how it should have been. We get on well. We're good friends. Our kids are there. Actually, it's terrific. Is there a bit of that with you guys?
Yeah, no, it's exactly the same, mate. Exactly what you said. We share taking the girls to netball, or we share taking them shopping, or we share taking them out. We go halves in all the groceries, halves in all the bills. Mm. Mate, we're surviving, no drama. It's all good.
It's one way to beat the interest rate rise, isn't it? Well done, Dave. Thanks for sharing that. I appreciate that. That's personal stuff, and Dave was happy
to
have
that. How good is it that is a smart, working option?
Smart. Mm. Now, Michelle Maynard is with a Carbon Group, Perth-based financial expert company here in the West. Michelle, what do you think? Rates up or down this morning?
Oh, it's almost a guarantee, I think, that they are going to go up. I think the question is by how much, and that's what's really worrying people. I mean, all the big four banks come out with their predictions, and some are saying it's going to go 0.15. Some are saying the Reserve Bank might go as hard as going a 0.4% interest rate rise. So it would be unusual if it wasn't. It's just I think it's the federal election is the only thing that's sort of stopping, that might stop the Reserve Bank from doing this. It's not usual that they would do it during an election. So, but I think if it's definitely not this month, it'll be next month.
All right, Michelle. And typically once they push up, they kind of get on a bit of a roll. There might be 1 month, 0.25, then perhaps another 0.15 or 2.5 after that. Is that likely to happen, do you think? Are we going to go through a sustained period of smallish rate rises?
Oh, absolutely. The Reserve Bank has said that they want the official cash rate, which keep in mind is 0.1% at the moment, to sit somewhere about 1.25% by the beginning of next year. So it will be sustained interest rate rises from now on. And, you know, we haven't had an interest rate rise in 10 years, but the cash rate's 0.1%. It had to return to normal at some point. So, but what does that mean for the everyday household? On a $600,000 mortgage, if it goes up 0.25%, we're looking at $47 extra per month. If the cash rate gets up to 1.25%, which is where they're thinking it's going to be, on an average mortgage, it's going to be about $500 in extra repayments per month.
Yeah. Michelle, thank you. Good info. We hope it doesn't head north too quickly, but it looks like it might be. Michelle Maynard from the Carbon Group. Well, you're locked in. Okay.
Michelle's people are the same people as my people, probably.
It looks like
that. I didn't get
that.
The whisper of the 0.4, though.
Hold back one more. Hold back 12:30 when they say interest rates on hold.
I'll have a coffee on it with you.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
There's no sugarcoating it. There's no avoiding it. There's no dodging it, ducking it, diving it, or weaving it. The West Coast Eagles are
You've roped a few in there, haven't you?
I have, gone in. The West Coast Eagles are having a shocking season. I'll give you 5 seconds to rebut it if you want.
Oh, no, I can't argue with it. They're having a rough year and...
Shocking.
A shocking year. Yeah. I don't... I can't even mount an argument. I think my close friends are still trying very hard, but I don't think they're responsible for the losses, but they're going no good.
Put it this way, if I told you that North Melbourne have only one win for the season and a percentage of 59.9% and they're not last, that West Coast are below them, you know that's a pretty bad year.
Bad year.
Yeah,
bad year.
Bad year. So let's try and make the West Coast Eagles feel...
And I hate it because the mates are getting their pants, they're getting dacked. It's there.
So let's try and make the West Coast Eagles feel a little bit better about themselves, or maybe put it into some context. We want to ask you this.
Are you going worse than the Eagles?
So what do you want? Have you had a worse year than the Eagles?
You're going worse than the Eagles. So, for example, there might be somebody listening to us who's had a marriage breakup and it's been particularly rough and particularly flat and it's gone south.
Yeah, Nan died, dog got hit by a car, and my car's been towed and can't get it back.
Maybe somebody listening to us had the job of their dreams. They loved it. Everything was going brilliantly. Then COVID got in the way. They lost their job. They're looking for work. Or perhaps they were in a beautiful relationship. Mm. They'd met the boy or girl of their dreams. Mm. It was all going swimmingly. Mm. And then all of a sudden they found the other person up to no good with somebody else.
It's sneaky stuff. You know, or even been arrested for something and you've got a court hearing with a bit of time in the big house on the way.
A little bit of an arrest might mean you are indeed having a worse...
Are you going worse than the Eagles?
133353. So come on then, dig deep. Is there anybody having a year that is worse than the West Coast Eagles are having? They've played 500 players already this season.
Everyone's had COVID 8 times.
They've played half of the waffle.
Simo's playing this weekend.
They're rebuilding for the 15th time over. And JK, who's 76, is their best player.
He's actually not on match payments this year. He's receiving super payments.
They're having a bad year. Any chance that you're having a worse year than the West Coast Eagles?
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
I reckon you'll be having a bad year, X-Man, if you come up short.
No, I'm making a real effort this year.
On Mother's Day.
I'm making a big, big effort.
So go on then.
We haven't done it yet, but we'll find something.
Actually, a cute little moment in the Zemplis household yesterday. I said to Anthony, who's 4.5, and you'll get to this stage in a second. Some kids are very chatty. Other kids just don't really talk much about their day.
Mm.
And so I said to Anthony, Anthony's at his best in the sort of 20 minutes. When I say at his best, I mean, he's brilliant to have a young fella.
But a highlight of the patch of highlights.
He calms down after a bit of excitement around the 6 o'clock dinner mark, you know, bit of this, bit of that. And in the 20 minutes before he goes to bed, I'll tuck him in typically, read him a little book, and we have a little chat. And he's calm. The edge has come off and he's at his sort of peaceful best. And I said to him, how is kindy today, mate? And Mrs. Johnston is his teacher.
Mm-hmm. Does a good job.
Excellent job. Yep. I haven't met Mrs. Johnston because of the COVID protocol. So it's all different now. You don't even go in. You don't even go in. But, you know, parent-teacher chats and all of that. And I said, how's it going? And he says to me, shh. And I think, oh, this is good. He's putting himself to bed. He says, shh, Dad, it's a secret.
Uh-huh.
I said, oh, what's the secret, mate? He said, we're doing secret Mother's Day things.
Wow.
He's only 4.5. And Amy, if you're listening, sorry if I've spoiled the surprise, but I'm sure Amy's
and also out. Gives you the opportunity to prepare by just having something in reserve.
But very, very cute the way he said it. Like,
fantastic.
Shh. And obviously Mrs. Johnston had said to the kids, don't say anything when you get home.
Yeah, nice.
It's a secret. Because you want to give this out on Mother's Day. It was a lovely little touch.
So I can give you one recommend. The four-year-old's artwork and stuff, beautiful.
Yeah, sure.
But Amy deserves a little bit of an extra touch on top, I think.
Right, upping the ante, X-Men.
Just in reserve. I'm sure Anthony's talents in the arts and crafts.
Do you think it'll be a mug?
Best mum or something?
Will it be a photo frame?
No, I'm thinking more of your plates, your paper plates.
Yeah, it could be
with a little design on the paper plates. Like
whatever it is, we'll be looking forward to it.
But we go to Chemist Warehouse anyway and grab a fragrance or two just in backup,
top up.
In reserve, in case. Case when the artwork is delivered isn't quite what we needed. So you can go in store, order
online.
So for
Amy, which way would you be going for Amy?
Oh, the Giorgio Armani C, 50 mil, $139.
Okay,
wonderful. You can smell it without even putting it on. It's like salt vinegar chips. You only got the salt vinegar chips in your mouth. Waters, you haven't even tasted it.
Anthony's only 4.5 though, so $139 might be out of his price range.
No, this is where you slide
in. Tommy Hilfiger, Tommy Girl.
Oh, yeah.
100 mils for just $39.99.
Perfect.
Out of a little bit of his Christmas money, and he's still got a bit of birthday money left over.
Yep.
And let's you and I get down to Chemist Warehouse, the huge Mother's Day fragrance sale on now and Sunday, May 8. We're sorted.
Done.
Absolutely sorted.
With Basil and Zave on 92.9 Triple M.
Kia, I think, or maybe Kaya.
Hi-ya! Kaya.
Yeah, it's definitely Kaya, but that's Kaya. Okay. I get
good
it all
morning.
The time.
Are you having a worse year than the West Coast Eagles?
I wouldn't put it that far. I feel sorry for them because I'm a Dockers supporter.
Okay, well, but, that could make it even worse for them, a Dockers supporter sympathy.
I hope it does. We've had a real terrible trot, really.
Okay.
Started with my partner getting hit head on in a car accident coming home from work. He has had one surgery since and is waiting for a second because the first one didn't work on his, say ankle, it's just a foot bone. So with that, you got to wait for the insurance commission to pay you and that doesn't happen very easily. Not long after that, a couple of weeks after the accident, someone randomly chucked fire lighters in our garage and set a few things on fire. Was very lucky that, I don't know why. We bought cameras the next day. Still don't know who or why. I dropped my brand new motorbike.
Motorbike gone?
It wasn't gone, but it was still brand new. It hurts. We were driving to the beach in the Land Cruiser not long ago, and that set on fire randomly.
Fire lighters in the Land Cruiser.
I shouldn't laugh.
Somehow. No, it's funny. It's literally...
Don't laugh, you'll cry.
I could write a book. My bag got stolen out of the car and someone went on a spending spree.
Surely.
What did they buy? Anything in particular?
We couldn't figure out what, but they went to... Well, I hope not. They went to Kmart and, I don't know, chemist or something.
Okay. Kaya, is there... Tell me there's no more.
There is. There is.
Go on, then.
I'll just add this one more. We've got another work car for my partner since the other one got written off out the front, and someone's backed into that not once but twice.
And scooted off or?
No, luckily the first one, they stopped. We heard a loud bang and went out and it was a bit damaged, but second one, he just laughed it off. He's like, don't worry about it.
That is a shocking year. We've got to turn this around instantly for you. Triple M is presenting Jim Jefferies performing at the Riverside Theatre July 1 and 2. Now with added early show on July 2. Tickets are on sale from 12 p.m. Monday, 9th of May at frontiertouring.com. But we want to send you along. A double pass to Jim Jefferies. Kaya.
Thank you. That's amazing.
I hope that makes you feel just a little bit better. That's hard to come back from.
It's a tough run. I was going to say things comes in threes, but it doesn't.
It's about 300. We're asking this.
Are you going worse than the Eagles?
Mia, are you?
Not really. We're a bit equal with the Eagles at the moment. I play footy for East Perth in the Rogers Cup.
Oh, yes.
And, so for the past, almost 3 years, we've been losing almost all the games. We've won about two or three by almost over 100 points every game.
So it's all relative. In other words, when you're looking at the West Coast Eagles scores and seeing them cop a couple of beltings, you've been kind of copping those sort of beltings for the last two or three years.
Yeah, I can feel how they're feeling at the moment.
Mia, why are you no good over 3 years?
Oh, I don't know. We haven't got a league team in the comp yet, so we're working towards that.
Right, okay.
Yeah, a bit unlucky.
Do you think a little bit of specialist coaching from Xavier Ellis perhaps coming down to Leaderville Oval one day might do the trick?
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Well, Zave, you know.
That's a shame.
I'll work on him.
I'll do one night or something. Whatever, we'll work it out. But I'm happy to come down.
What do you reckon, Mia? Would that be a?
It won't help, but I'm happy to come down.
Would that put a little spring in everyone's step?
Oh, definitely.
All right, Mia, hold the line. We'll whack you back to 40, and he'll find a way to bugger it up. I'm sure.
He'll send me to East Arnhem Land or something.
Like that. Jackson from Innaloo. Jackson.
Are you going worse than the Eagles?
Hey, Jackson, quick question. Would it make it better if I sent the Lord Mayor to your work for the day?
Yeah.
All right, we'll organise that.
Tell us what's going wrong first, mate.
Well, a couple months ago, I was just at the beach hanging out. I'm young. I'm 22.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, I felt some sort of like pain in my chest. Uh-oh. And I was kind of like, what's going on? This isn't good. I was getting really like tired out just playing around in the water.
Yeah.
So I went home because my chest was really hurting and I told my mom, and she's a paramedic luckily, and she listened to my chest and there was no air coming through my left side and she was kind of like, what's going on here? So I went to the hospital and my lung had collapsed.
Bloody hell.
And it was called a spontaneous pneumothorax, and it's like, the chances of it happening is like 1 in 500,000.
It's
like a pretty rare genetic disease. And they reckon it had been collapsed for about 2 weeks.
You're joking. That
yeah, and I had to have surgery and had to have a lung transplant. Wow.
You had a lung transplant?
Yeah, they tried to get it recovered.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't reinflate. So
Jackson, if you don't mind me asking, where did you get the alternate?
A donor.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know them personally.
Yes. Yeah, no. I thought I had a mate who needed a new kidney, and his mother was a
got
mums. Yeah, yeah.
Jackson, that is a remarkable story. How long ago did all of that happen?
That happened in January.
Well, mate, I'll tell you what, you were having a bad January, but the fact that you're here talking to us now means you've fought back very strongly.
Yeah, no, I surprisingly was like recovered really well, and you know, I'm like, I'm just on my way to the gym now. You know?
Well, tip your hat to surgeons and stuff, don't you? When you see them driving around in Maseratis or whatever, you take whatever you want because they're unbelievable, the job they do.
I tell you what, there might be a lesson in there for the West Coast Eagles. In fact, Simo should get Jacko down there to have a yak to the boys.
So you haven't lost your lung.
Look what can happen. You can turn around like this, man.
For more podcasts that don't stink, check out our listener app. You know what else doesn't stink? Your mum. After you get her a big brand fragrance for Mother's Day from Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.